The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, has pulled out of the race to become the country's next Secretary of State. She says the confirmation process would be lengthy, disruptive and costly. U.S. President Barack Obama has confirmed Ms. Rice will continue in her role as ambassador to the United Nations. The head of NATO believes the Syrian government is approaching collapse. Anders Fogh Rasmussen says it's only a question of time before the country's president, Bashar al-Assad, loses grip on power. And for the first time, Russia has conceded opposition forces could overthrow the government. 16 people were killed overnight when a car bomb exploded in the capital, Damascus. A state of disaster has been declared in Samoa, where Cyclone Evan has killed at least two people and caused widespread havoc. There's now concern Evan could strike the island again in the next 24 hours. Strong winds of up to 160 kilometres an hour and heavy rain damaged homes and caused flooding. Power has also been cut to Samoa's capital. Tasmania's forest peace agreement is on the brink of collapse because the federal government has withdrawn its multi-million dollar funding promise. The Commonwealth pledged $200 million to support the deal on the condition the state parliament passed legislation by the end of the year. Instead, Tasmania's upper house decided to refer the bill to a parliamentary committee.